أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Azim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqiyah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. Glorify the name of your Rabb, the Great. And as soon as this ayah was revealed, the Prophet ﷺ said, put this in your ruku. And that's why we say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِحَمْدِ. Glory be to our Rabb, who is the Azim, the Greatest. Or maybe I can say, the Magnificent. Al-Azim is really derived from the noun Izm, which is greatness or magnanimity or dignity, honor. And the absolute Azim is the one whose greatness cannot be grasped by vision. It is beyond all limits. No human intellect can ever absorb it. You know, the most prominent person in a town is called its greatest. And in essence, for example, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote a letter to Heraclius, he addressed him as the Azim man of Rome, that is the greatest dignitary in Rome. Incidentally, he did not accept Islam and his armies were eventually conquered by Islamic troops. But here, when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is an unlimited essence of Azim. That means the greatness is just incomprehensible. He is the greatest on the earth below, in the heavens above, in the realms where our sight cannot reach and of which our minds cannot conceive. He's the absolute and perfect greatness. All the greatness we know is relative, and all of it is a witness to him being the greatest. None can be compared to his. Now, what comes to mind? See, when we see human greatness, then human greatness depends on our work and on our achievements. But the greatest work of the greatest of human beings is nothing in comparison to the billions and uncountable, unfathomable works of Al-Azim. You know, the greatest of human beings is one of the works of Allah. And the greatest work that he has done is also the work of Allah. Let's look at a blade of grass with its pulsating cells transforming the earth, the water, the air, the light of the sun into life, color, and sustenance for Allah's creatures. Within it is a factory containing mysteries that no botanist could venture to imagine. It is one of the Creator's humblest works. If you want to see the greatness of the greatest, that blade of grass is a witness vast enough to surpass our comprehension. If you and I cannot even understand the mystery in the creation of that blade of grass, can you imagine the countless other things, visible and invisible, reachable with all the telescopes and microscopes, unreachable with them too, unknowable in our wildest imaginations, and we see his greatness. And in our minuteness and awe, when we recognize them, then we know who Al-Azim is. And Abdul Azim is one to whom Allah appears in this greatness. There is an energy generating from there, which he or she draws from. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he who learns, teaches what he knows, and acts upon his knowledge is called Abdul Azim in the heavens. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said that if you recite Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi Subhanal Azimi Astaghfirullah 100 times between daybreak and sunrise, then it will help you to be able to combine your success in the world with Iman, and therefore giving you success in the hereafter as well. If you fear harm from a powerful enemy, then recite Ya Azim constantly, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you safe from the harm.